This is Anderson Pence podcast episode 401 for Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
No.
When does a joke become a dad joke? When it becomes apparent. First up.
This is cool.
This is pretty neat. Sailor finally came back with the King of Pen Ebonite. Now, this is the 1911 version.
Okay.
And Ebonite, like it always has been, is a couple different things that make it different this time around.
Okay.
First off,
it's gorgeous and it's big.
It's Ebonite, it's bandless, it's beautiful. This section,
okay,
which you might think, well, of course it's Ebonite. It is Ebonite, but they always haven't been Ebonite. So
this is new.
This is new. They used to be a resin section. You could swap them amongst regular King of Pens. Number two, two-tone nib.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's really, really pretty.
Which is really nice.
And number three.
Number three, Naginata Togi only.
That's awesome.
So
this is just so typically Japanese, so sleek and elegant. That does not fit in your pocket.
Oh yeah, look how well that fits. Look, it goes all the way down in this pocket.
No, perfect. That is not gonna stay in your pocket.
Naginata Togi, medium fine and broad are currently available. Medium are still shipping from Japan. But limited quantities on these.
Very, very limited.
Really, really, this is a new, I think this is a new pattern here on the nib with the gold on the anchor in the 1911. It's really, really a good looking nib, and excited to have these back, and there you go. So Ebonite section this time around, not the resin section, two-tone nib, Naginata Togi, medium fines and broads in stock. The Twisby Swipe.
These are cool.
So,
snap cap, which I love.
Cartridge converter.
Which is new for Twisby. Now, the cartridges and the converters have a standard international opening, but these are definitely...
They're too big. These are massive.
Massive
is an appropriate word.
Far too big.
Check out this converter. Like, it's huge.
We should have brought a standard international. Is there one in the JR?
No.
these cartridges, while they have a standard international opening, these are far too big. They're too fat, too long to fit in pretty much any pen that takes a short standard international cartridge. So these are, we're considering these proprietary.
Yeah, so they only fit the swipe.
Yep. And the same thing with the converter, really cool.
Isn't that cool? That push spring converter? Yeah, we tried this in the shop, and because of the width of this opening here by the nipple, it just won't fit in any other international pen. Not even, you know, and it doesn't even matter if it's an oversized pen because that shaft that comes down is just too small. So we even tried an oversized Estes, and it's not big enough. The cartridge is a little too wide in the end to actually fit in most barrels, but.
These are massive cartridges though. This is easily 1.5, if not 2 times your average short standard international
it's
cartridge.
Large. So. It's large. So in true Twisby fashion, they're coming out with a product that carries more ink for half the price of anybody else. But this new converter is really super pretty cool. And it's got the spring in it. So it reminds me of the Go. So you just push it, and then that allows it to suck up the ink.
That is cool.
It is a really neat converter.
Yeah, you know, they're just so creative.
They're really innovative. The amount of ink you can hold is really great.
Yep.
But it comes with a bunch of stuff. So it comes with both this push button spring converter, and it comes with the regular twist converter.
Which is also a Twisby only.
Yes. Yep. It won't fit anything else.
Okay.
It comes with a cartridge. And then, of course, they give you this little spring here, which is interesting because this sits in the bottom of the barrel. And then that gives more pressure on the cartridge to keep it in place.
Very cool.
Which is really kind of neat.
Very cool.
The packaging, of course, in Twisby fashion.
Super Apple-esque. Very sleek.
Cool.
Very
little,
minimal.
Little cartridge here. And for the first time ever, and I'm so happy, there is no tool to disassemble this pen.
Oh, thank God.
but there's nothing to disassemble. So right. NIB units on these are the same as the Mini and the Eco. The sections are not replaceable. So really, I mean, if you have another pen, you can swap nibs, but you know the price of the nib is actually more than the cost of the pen. Right. So,
now these are great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They come in the smoke, the Prussian blue.
Love that Prussian blue.
The blue is really kind of neat.
That's pretty.
It's got kind of a matte silver-esque clip on it.
I love the little ink window, so that even when it's capped, you can see how much ink you've got or whether or not you have any ink
left.
And
it posts really nice.
Oh, I love pens that post, you know, that's
really,
my thing.
Really well. It's a tad long, but it's not bad.
But it's light, but it posts. So it doesn't feel back heavy.
Yeah.
So. No, very cool. Another one, knock it out of the park.
So the pen, and then they do have, you can get a 10-pack.
Again, amazingly sleek packaging. A 10-pack of these giant cartridges.
Yep. Yeah, they're 1.4 milliliters per cartridge.
Wow.
So you can get these in black, red,
and
or
sapphire
blue. Yeah, so. So super cool. Now, all that being said about the cartridges and the converters, the pen is international, so if you do use international cartridges, I haven't actually tried one in here yet, but obviously if the opening is wider, that international is going to fit in there. So,
okay.
If you do have a favorite one, in other words, just use this
and refill it.
That's pretty awesome. Now, these are pre-order right now. They they will ship tomorrow. July 29th, Thursday, July 29th is when we can start shipping these. So
awesome.
If you're local, that means you can come in and buy one and we can give it to you. Or if you're local, you can also pre-order and do for pickup or whatever, and then you can pick it up tomorrow. This is a special pen. This is not up on the website yet.
Okay.
Which means I probably have to do this today.
Yes, you've committed yourself.
I'm committing myself to this
one. And this means you can't keep it.
Yeah. Whatever. This came in on consignment. A very special piece, Namiki King Cobra. Now this was a very low number, limited edition. There were only 700 pieces made. This particular one has a very, very low serial number.
No box.
However, this one never had a box.
Okay.
From the factory. So,
okay.
If you're interested, give us a call at the store and we can help procure this for you. But it is perfect condition. It's mint. It's never been inked. It's got the beautiful Cobra on it, signed by the artist. It's got the 14 karat nib on there. And it's great. It's really a super cool pen. It looks better in person than it does in the pictures. I thought, it's kind of, but when I got it, I'm like,
do they think it?
but the Cobra is really cool. I love the detail. The texture on the Cobra on the front is really super neat. But it's a really great pen. It has a little bit of a story to it. So if you're interested, it will be up on the website or give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you about it. The Platinum 3776 Century Kinshu Limited Edition.
Oh, see, this is interesting
because
it's engraved on the outside. Usually they do it on the inside.
And that's really, really a deep imprint. And it comes in a cool, look at this.
Look at that.
Matching sleeve, the box. I actually like how it's stark white in the inside. It's a neat pattern.
Like
little ringlets.
Very interesting, but it's engraved on the outside. Couple of the others, I think, were on the inside, so you couldn't feel it, right?
My Kung Fu has it on the outside.
Does it?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The section is not engraved, so it's not going to dig into your fingers or anything like that. But
beautiful
gorgeous,
red.
Gorgeous, really gorgeous color.
Gold trim, 14 karat nib.
Very pretty.
Let me see this.
Very limited.
Very limited.
In fact, the distributor did not get all of the U.S. Allocation, so there's only X many, and I have no idea how many, X many now, and then a small amount will be available in October. So if you're thinking about it, I would grab it sooner than later because you don't know what's coming, if anything, in October or later.
If you've got the other ones, this one's
cool.
It's pretty must have.
Yeah.
A number of products coming soon that we're going to talk about.
You know, every time we do this, it just amazes me. There's such a long list this time, and normally you're like, we're not talking about it if we don't have it.
Well, you know.
And there's like 20 things on here.
The only reason is sometimes, you know, coming soon, it never comes as soon as you want it to come.
Right, and you don't want to disappoint people.
You end up talking about it week after week after week after week, you know. And I don't want to become a broken record, but this week there are quite a number of things that are coming in relatively
soon.
Sometime, because as I look at the list, a couple of them are unexpected, but we should talk about them to let you know that we are getting them. They will be here as soon as the distributors send them. So first on the list, Penlux Masterpiece Grande New Edition.
Blue Wave.
The Blue Wave. This is a cool, cool pattern. I like this one.
Okay.
The blue with a little bit of white in there and dark. It's really a neat, neat pattern. Oversized piston filler, number 6 Yovo nibs. Like all the rest of them. Really a solid, solid price on an oversized piston filler.
Okay.
It's as fat as a King of Pen, fat as a 149, and it's really a nice writer. Of course, it's got the Yovo nib, so, you know, what more can you ask?
Cool.
So Penlux Masterpiece Grande, those are coming, I believe,
soon,
next month.
I think, yeah, I guess so.
So anyway, there's that. The one that I'm probably most excited about on this list is the Visconti Homo Sapiens Dark Crystal.
This scares me when you get super excited about something.
Yeah, well, I wish they'd have come out with this one first, because I'd have bought this one instead of the regular crystal. So
they had to work up to torturing you with this.
So this is essentially the Homo Sapiens Dark Age. So it's got the dark trim, the dark rings, but then it has a smoky gray section, or part in the barrel, the crystal part in the barrel.
Right.
Really, really good looking piece. U.S. really hasn't done much with the Dark Ages in quite a while, so.
So this is similar to the Crystal Dream.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's a Crystal Dream in
with
black
smoke
trim and smoke a smoke window.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a Crystal Dream?
I do have a Crystal Dream.
So you don't really need
it. I don't
this.
Really need it, but if we wanted an extra
one. I have that on tape.
If we wanted an extra tester for, you know, like the medium nib or something, then maybe we could negotiate.
Okay.
But anyway, Dark Crystal is coming soon. I actually do believe they have it in stock, so we should be getting them within the week, I would hope.
Great.
Next up, you're going to have to talk about this.
I know.
New Retro.
The Retro 51 Brass Classics. Now, what these are the same colors as the normal classic lacquers, only with brass trim.
Okay.
So these are really cool. We actually saw these in Japan a couple years ago.
And I don't remember it.
I have pictures.
Okay.
In fact, I texted George right from there, and I'm like, what are these? I have to have these. and he said, buy them. So Retro made some classic lacquers that went overseas to Japan with gold trim.
Yeah, they do prefer gold trim in Japan.
Yes, when the rest of, you know, the U.S. had all the classic lacquers with the silver-plated trim, except for the brown, which had the rose gold trim. Well, once all the changes were made with Retro 51, they brought back, I think, most of the classic lacquers with the chrome trim.
Great.
They also added the brown classic lacquer with chrome trim, so that's coming.
Okay.
And now they've made all the classic lacquers with brass trim, so you can get the gold option as well.
Great.
So that's that. Then they added two more white pens.
White.
Yes.
We never had white before.
No. One has silver trim.
Okay.
One has black trim. One is called the Chaplain. The other one is just the white classic lacquer glow in the dark.
Which one's the Chaplain?
I believe the one with the black trim. You're going to test me on this. I added them to the website like 2 weeks ago. I don't know. So anyway, both of the white ones glow in the dark, so that's going to be fun.
Okay. The next item up on the list, there actually is no date for.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So, but we'll talk about it because everybody, it is making the rounds.
The new Platinum Preppy Wah. So these are Platinum Preppies. In fact, we all as retailers had to commit to buying them so that the distributor could put in the order and see if they would even do it.
Yeah, there was enough demand.
Right, so it went through. These are platinum preppies. They are a fine nib only, I believe. And they have a decorated colored barrel, which is really cool.
Okay.
Clear cap, decorated barrel in several different colors with several different patterns. Yeah. Very, very cool.
Patterns are pretty neat. So there's, what, about a half a dozen of them.
Very cool.
So Preppy Wah, there's no release date yet. If I was a betting man, I would say probably September. They'll be coming out soon. That'll be cool.
Yes.
Also on the fall horizon from Pilot, along with their two previous releases this year, there's going to be a third Custom 74 new edition, the Bluestone.
So the Custom 74, the old blue was discontinued. Yes.
I believe so.
And so this blue is kind of a slate blue. It's still see-through. It's still transparent, but it's a smokier blue, like a blue-gray. It's really pretty.
It's a good-looking pen. So they're in the process of removing a few. I believe orange and violet are on their way out. And then they came out with the forest green and the grenadine this year.
And now this one.
Now the Thad and the Bluestone.
Yes.
So that will be coming. I believe that is coming late September.
Yes.
They had to shift the date on that one. It was originally beginning of September. Now I think it's like the 24th or something. So, but that is coming. So if you're looking at Custom 74s and you don't have one and you want one, and it's a great pen.
It's pretty.
You might want to wait for this one if that color suits you. Just the weekly reminder here up until launch time. Hobonichi 2022.
One more month.
We believe pre-sales are going to start on September 1st, and I think Hobonichi is actually upping their schedule a little bit and shipping out to us mid-August so that we will have them closer to launch date than we ever have.
I gotta tell you, I just finished putting them all up on the website, and there's some really cute patterns. Really cute patterns. Some new accessories.
Excited. Yep. Yeah, the patterns are always good. You know, yeah, I always kind of worry about things that don't translate well from the east to the west. It might be a local culture or something.
And some of these are...
It's
really a good lineup.
It used to be like, you know, there would be like all these weird kind of Japanese editions. Yeah, weird to us. And then there'd be, you know, some good ones. And then the scale seemed to be tipping a little bit more even. I think most of the designs are really, really killer.
Do you want one this year?
Every year I go through this. I go through this. We talk about it. I want one.
I'm not going to get one.
And then I get one, and then I use it very little. I got the weeks last year.
And then you feel guilty.
Yeah, I didn't really use it as much as I wanted to. Okay. I kind of like the format of the A6 Taicho a little better, because if I want to write some notes down, I can. I feel a little bit better about it that way.
You know what you should do is you should get the little notebooks and use those.
Yeah.
Because you have a thing for pocket notebooks.
I do.
All those pocket notebooks.
I did. I got all those pocket notebooks from Poppy Akuma. But yeah, the A6 memo pads are really cute.
Yep. I've gone all digital.
I may go with the Taicho this year again.
Okay.
And either I'll resurface one of my old covers, or I know there's some nice covers this year. There'll be new.
You already have two covers.
I know, but one's blue. You know, it's just kind of a plain blue.
And what about your mint cappuccino?
Oh, I love that one. That one's great. I should mention, we are going to be getting the cover on covers this year.
Those are cool.
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought about it. I talked with some folks in the store who had Hobonichis. And, you know, the one time I accidentally was filling a pen, and I spilled ink all over the cover of my Hobonichi. I couldn't believe it.
Your mint cappuccino.
Yes, and there were spots, and it was terrible.
And who's awesome?
You were awesome. You were able to get all of that out. But if I had the cover on the cover, it would have been even easier.
Yes.
So we're going to try those. If you've got a cover that you really, really love from years past that they don't make anymore, that might be a good option for you.
Okay, and these will fit
They fit the vinyl ones. I don't think they fit the
leather.
They won't fit the leather. They don't fit the
zipper.
Like the Liberty fabric type ones. Right. The fabric type ones are a little bit too small for that. But great designs this year.
Yes. I used last year's Liberty Fabrics Weeks cover, the zippered cover, as my wallet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ended up not using a Hobo Weeks, but I kept the wallet. And I did keep one set of the week's notebooks, and I get compliments all the time.
Yeah, so there will be week's covers only this year again, several different kinds. Yes, Tomoe River paper on all products this year.
Yes, I meant to say that.
Okay.
So let's repeat that.
All
whatever Tomoe River is doing, whatever you've heard, read, believe, don't believe. We have it straight from Hobonichi that, yes, this year's Hobonichi planners use the same Tomoe River paper. Yep.
400th episode last week.
Yes.
Giveaway. We're giving away four.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Four $100 gift certificates. and they can be online, they can be in-store, it doesesn't matter. Four $100 gift certificates are being given away.
We're not going to tell you how.
We're not going to tell you how to do it. You got to watch the 400th episode. It's a random drawing from all qualifying entries that are received. And we started to get some in on Saturday. Well, actually, we had a hand-delivered one.
A hand-delivered one. That was fun.
So
we're going to say hi to Bob twice.
Say hi to Bob twice. we started to get them in. They're coming in the mail. All the directions are in the 400th podcast. I won't repeat it here. So
great.
So that'll be fun. That'll be a great way to kickstart your fall. $100. I would like to win one. That would be great. I might put in like a fake entry or something.
Brian and I are going to Chicago today, actually. And the Chicago store, which is inside the Palmer House, will reopen on September 20th, which is a Monday.
Okay. We're opening on September 20th?
Well, yeah, because we have somebody coming to see us.
This is news to me,
yes.
Right here.
We move into the apartment on the 15th, and it'll be fine if you want a little stretch.
It's soft open.
Between the 20th and the 22nd, but we've got John coming to see us.
Great.
That week, so we will have a soft opening to get me back into the swing of things, and then full reopening October 1st or so. But Brian and I are going down to Chicago and start to stock the store because when we closed, we took everything out. So we're going to do a big cleaning and start to put stuff on the shelves and move some things around and go to the Art Institute.
Yep. So and the only reason I say soft is we may not have everything there.
Yes.
I don't want people to drive. I mean, I want you to drive, but if you drive 6 hours or something to the store and we don't have what you're looking for, it's because we're still getting product in.
Yes.
And then we are waiting until we can get there before we order some stuff, because otherwise we have to get it here and then repack it.
It'll sit there for 6 weeks. So we're trying to plan everything. We're bringing ink and some little things down, repair supplies and such. But some of the paper, some of the pens for sure, some of the pricier things. We also don't want it to sit there in an empty store, unsold and unprotected. So
and I believe October 2nd is a Monday.
Yes.
I believe that's the Monday. We are going to have on the schedule right now is the Kohl's of London, ST DuPont Visconti event.
What a great way to reopen the store.
On that Monday. So put that on your calendar. If you can't get to the Chicago Pen Show, and I realize being in Hoffman Estates, it can be
difficult.
For those
of you who live in the loop or in the city, you don't have a car, definitely just come to the store that Monday, and we will have a little mini pen show.
Yep. Thanks for joining us. Tune in. Oh, wait. No. Wait. Hang on.
You remember
there's
it?
No, I didn't remember it. There is one more thing, though. Tomorrow, Thursday, July 29th.
Oh, God.
Speaking of birthdays, it might happen to be...
I will have my 56th birthday.
Lisa's birthday.
I'm very excited.
Tomorrow.
Yep. So we are going to do some fun things in Chicago. I think there is creme brulee from Grand Lux
whatever
in my
you want.
Future.
Whatever you want.
Oh, really? We can go see Jonathan.
There you go. Anyway, Lisa's birthday tomorrow.
Woo!
Happy birthday. And I think that's it. So
that's enough.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff.
Including upcoming events at the Chicago store. Yep.
And you can follow those on chicago.andersonpens.com. And like this video and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time.
Bye.